Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It is Wednesday, July 29th, 2015. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, and today we're going to be talking about actually some news, something that was in the newspaper. My guest today is Pamela Seefeld. She's on every other Wednesday. She's because she has so much information. She's a registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. But she knows all about drugs. She knows all about how toxic chemicals work in the body, what kind of things happen in the body because of our exposure to toxic chemicals and to drugs. And she knows what the natural solutions are. And so every time she's on, we talk about a different subject. And this week, we're going to be talking about how to protect your health from mercury dental fillings, mercury fillings. And the reason that we're talking about this is because Pamela actually alerted me to an article that was front page news here in the Tampa Bay area where I live, although it wasn't in many other papers across the country. It was on a news service, and so anybody could have picked it up, but not very many did. And I also subscribe to a lot of newsletters concerning health and toxics, and I haven't seen it in one of them yet. And so, but that doesn't mean that it's not an important issue. So what you're getting here is actually information that's not being picked up by mainstream media and not even alternative newsletters. So, but nonetheless is extremely important. So what happened last week was that, it was found out that the FDA has a document which recommends against using mercury fillings and that they wanted to actually make that official. And it was turned down by the Department of Health and Human Services. And so what we're going to talk about today is mercury fillings, that the FDA is now recommending against them, and what they're doing to your body and what natural things that you can do in order to protect yourself if you have mercury fillings in your mouth. Hi, Pamela.
Here.
Hi.
Hi.
So thank you so much for letting me know about this article because I don't know that I would have seen it without you.
No, you're really sweet. I read three newspapers a day, and you're right. This article is not shown up anyplace else. I'm very surprised.
I'm very surprised, too. Because it's actually, I think, historic that the FDA has reversed their position on the danger of mercury in your mouth. And,
correct. And it looks like it's really all about economics. If you look at the article, what they're saying is that, and they don't actually list the person or the committee that actually decided to not go through with recommending against using these mercury fillings. And that's really also the problem, too, that this is basically the whole thing's been covered up.
It's been covered in the article. It says it's been covered up for the last 3 years, and that during it concludes in the article that during that period of time, millions of people could have been affected. Their health could have been affected, and that's. I'm just shocked. I mean, isn't the whole point of the FDA to be alerting us to dangers of toxic chemical exposures and then recommending to the government that something be done about them?
Most definitely. And then if you actually look at that with some of the statements that they're saying in the article, that Norway, Denmark, and Sweden, they've banned use of these mercury amalgam fillings for a long time. And so it's not a new concept that other countries are embracing trying to dispose of these dangerous fillings. And I think it's kind of interesting, too, today when we're going to be talking about this, not only is this being covered up, the fact that they were concerned that low-income individuals would not be able to afford more money, perhaps, or maybe Medicaid should pay for it. It's cost $100 more on average to fill the tooth with a different composite other than an amalgam filling. And really, it's about, okay, we trading costs for somebody's life, and that's really something that's, to me, is very frightening.
Well, to me, too, especially since it might cost $100 more initially to fill your tooth with something else, but if you continue with the mercury amalgams, you're going to spend way more than $100 on health effects.
And that's actually right. And, you know, this is really interesting. This, just because, just reading this and just being pretty upset about the whole situation, I went and did a full Medline search, quite a long time, to look at what is all the new evidence about, like, what does mercury do to the body? How do the vapors get into the body? And there were some interesting articles, and this is all stuff from the last year and a half that we're going to be discussing today in relationship to this. But it's important to realize that there is a definite link between these amalgam fillings, okay, and chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, depression, anxiety, and even suicide in some cases. And these vapors are being released out of the tooth. And even interesting to note is that when people, and there's one study here that I was looking at that I really had not even any idea, that when you go for an MRI, so if you have an MRI, it releases the mercury vapor in a much more significant amount. So what they found, this just came out less than a year ago, high field MRI and mercury release from dental amalgam fillings, and they looked, and they're even, they're suspecting it couldn't even be from mobile phones, but maybe not as extreme. Any kind of magnetic field that's produced around the mouth, if someone has an MRI of their head or their body, and especially people maybe that have cancer already, what they have found that even up to 72 hours after the MRI, that the difference in the urinary mercury that was excreted, and that they could tell it was coming, the vapor was coming right off the amalgams, was significant. So this is something to think about. It's not just even, you know, okay, I have a mercury filling, you know, I shouldn't be concerned, my dentist said it was safe. There's little things like small amounts of magnetic fields that are around you that are actually affecting the vapor release as well.
I have never heard that before, but that seems likely to me. And, you know, I don't know if you read this, but in the article, it was talking about the proposal, but I think maybe on the day, I don't know if you read it in the paper or online.
Yeah.
But online, it is now, the word proposal is linked to the actual document from the FDA. And in the FDA document, it talks about how the mercury is being given off into your mouth on a continuous basis. And it's more when you first put in the fillings, and then it's less over time. But that you actually breathe the vapors of the mercury into your lungs, and that's how it gets into your body. And the FDA is saying this.
Yeah, this is the most shocking part. People really, you know, we're having a discussion here, but they really need to think about what is happening here. We are not being protected in this manner, especially when they're coming out with a position paper and then all of a sudden it's retracted because of the fact that they don't want to, first of all, they don't want to warn people, and secondly, they don't want to have to increase cost of fillings. And this is really pretty bad. Now, some other interesting things that it looks like there's variants, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the genes and keep going back to the articles here, but it looks like boys are much more susceptible to the effects of the mercury vapors than girls. It's because of the way the genes are turned on. And there's what happens with mercury in the body, it's not only causing central nervous system problems, kidney problems, liver problems, immune problems, and of course fetal development problems, and of course cognition, you know, the CNS cognition.
Right.
But the big thing we're looking at is that it affects methylation in the body. And
methylation.
Yeah, that's a good. It's methylation is why we want to take SAMe or folic acid, especially. I use a lot of that. Methyl donors are like antioxidants. Kind of think of it that way. And when you take a supplement and it's a methyl donor, what it does is it helps to keep some of the damage down of free radicals in the body. And its methylation is very, very important for cells to work correctly. If methylation is taking place correctly in the body and in the cells, it changes your aging process and helps you not age as fast. Exercise increases methylation, and this is all coming down to methylation in what's called epigenetics. Okay, and epigenetics is the science of...
We need to get it.
Okay.
I know, we could just talk. Anyway, you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's a registered pharmacist who'd rather give out natural supplements. And your website is botanicalresource.com. I don't have my page open to that. Botanicalresource.com, and we'll be right back. Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Windad, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's a registered pharmacist who has her own natural pharmacy at botanicalresource.com. Pamela, before we go on about the mercury fillings, do you want to just tell people that they can call you?
Yes. So my pharmacy has natural products, and we specialize in medical homeopathy. And you can call me here. It's a free consultation. Today we're discussing mercury and the implications and such, but I cover everything from pet homeopathics to adults. And if you're interested in getting off some of your prescription medications, either mental health or otherwise, blood pressure, cholesterol, I can help you with that. And from a pharmacist perspective, the products will work very well. They're very reasonably priced. And we keep a chart here for you. It's very professional. And you can call me here at my office. It's 727-442-4955. That's 727-442-4955. I'd be very honored to help you or your family with any questions you might have about your medications or treatments.
And she's helped me with some things that I was not able to handle otherwise. And she is right here in Clearwater, Florida, where I live, and she's very well respected by the doctors here. And I know a lot of people who have been to her with excellent results. So if you do have a question about your medications, you're taking too many medications, you want to be more natural, please do call Pamela because she can help you with this. Okay, let's go back to dental fillings.
Correct. So I was talking just a little bit, and this is really how it's going to tie in with these articles about the mercury fillings. Epigenetics is very important, and this is really a new science. It's the study of mechanisms that turn and switch genes on and off, okay? So why we're concerned about this mercury, and how is this affecting our bodies? Well, it's affecting our bodies by changing which genes are being turned on and turned off, and this methylation or this process to protect the body, okay? So there's two different things going on here. And when I was looking at this particular study, I was talking about that boys, it seems like these young boys that are exposed to mercury, they can have these genes that get turned on. They genotyped for 27 variants in 13 genes. And what this means to people is that it looks like this can be more so for males than for women, but women are also affected. That what's happening is the mercury is causing an epigenetic change, meaning that it's changing the way the genes are expressing themselves, and this change is leading to disease. And that's important to realize. And this can be even mercury exposure to some degree from too much fish. But more often than not, what you were describing in the continuous release of the vapors out of the teeth, it's important to realize there's a chemical function with the genes being changed the way they are expressing themselves, and in a very negative format. That's what's really harming people. And the problem with this mercury exposure is, and this is what I like to say to people, it's variable and nonspecific, right? It's different for every person, and this is why we're having trouble with the FDA making position statements on these things, is because the symptoms are variable. If you have the fillings, you might have different symptoms than somebody else, and the reason why this is because of the epigenetics, how it's affecting the way the genes are changing, because your genes will react differently to mercury exposure than my genes. And this is why this variability is leaving this to be an open case that people say, well, it's all in your head, you're really not sick. And it's because these genes are being affected for different people.
But isn't that true for any chemical? I think there's a lot of chemicals that are allowed. And I look at this and I go, why? These are toxic substances. And I can just go to any toxicology book or online and see, here's a study that says it causes this and it causes that. But it's not going to cause those symptoms in every single person. And so you could either look at the group that is not responding, or you could look at the group that is responding and say it's safe or it's not. Is that the way it goes?
Well, you're absolutely right. And that is why... Let's say in a very easy to understand statement that this has become oversimplified as being safe, and it's very difficult to prove the dangers and the problems that are associated with some of these things because of the variability in individuals. It's not the same for every person. If we see a pattern and it's pretty much turning on genes the same way in every person, and there are things that do that, then we're saying, okay, there's an outcome, coincidental outcome, and there's statistical significance. I think if they looked further, they would see more statistical significance than they actually think so. But really, the studies are pretty limited. I mean, I found a bunch of different studies that were, some were saying yes, some were saying no. But the biggest things that I saw in the last year were the DNA changes and the way the genes were expressing themselves. And they've identified the genes. They know which ones are turning on and which one aren't. They actually, this is pretty interesting, they studied mercury biomarkers among Michigan dental professionals. They took all these dentists, okay, and there were 131 different dentists, so it's a decent-sized group. And they went and they took the mercury, they took the hair, and they did a mercury sample of it, and they checked to see what was going on with these individuals and see if there's any altered DNA methylation, and they did find that. Remember I was talking about the methylation, the way these functional groups, the best way for methylation really is folic acid, antioxidants, things of that nature. But they found that this particular process, epigenetic, most definitely, it's called CEP-W1 and CEP-1, that they found that they had hypomethylation with mercury, increased mercury in the hair levels. And what this means is that when you have low methylation, you're more at risk for the diseases to take place, for the chronic illnesses to take place, and it was directly correlated where this particular gene was being expressed specifically when the mercury levels were high. So that's important to realize that if there's a genetic component to this, then in most people, when their mercury levels are high, they're going to have genetic predispositions to more disease.
This whole thing about epigenetics, it is pretty new. How long have they been having epigenetic studies?
I would say within the last, it's been around for 10 years in discussion, but the last 5 years, it's really they're starting to look at it more significantly. And I've attended quite a few conferences that involve epigenetics and medicines and nutrition in people. And actually, what I think your listeners would find really interesting is not just we're talking about the mercury and what's going on in the body, but we know that, and this, there's a new study that just came out that I found when I was looking through the Medline search. It said, and this actually came out this year, low fruit consumption and folate deficiency are associated with line 1 hypomethylation in women of a cancer-free population. So they took women that were very healthy. They were of average age of 35. So you wouldn't be expecting any of these types of things.
Hello?
I hear the music.
Yeah,
I hear the music. Is it time for a break? I'm sorry. I'll talk about the study, but I hear the music. Okay, sorry.
It's totally fine. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Pamela Seefeld, registered pharmacist who dispenses natural substances. And we're talking today about mercury and in the body, and particularly that the FDA has reversed their position on the danger of mercury refillings from totally safe to don't use them. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Pamela Seefeld. She's on every other week because every other Wednesday because she has so much information about drugs and toxic chemicals and their interactions in the body. And every 2 weeks we talk about a different subject and how it affects the body and what we can do in a natural way to protect our health and be more healthy when these things are around us. Or especially drugs that you may be taking. But today we're talking about mercury and mercury fillings. And before we go on with Pamela telling us about the health effects and how it affects our body, the thing that is just most dismaying to me, that's not a strong enough word, but we'll use it, is that we've been talking about mercury coming off of dental fillings and how it vaporizes on a continuous basis. And we also talked about how it's difficult to make a connection sometimes with some people, because some people will, their bodies will respond to the mercury and others won't. But, you know, we've known that that mercury is toxic for a very long time. In fact, I want to give you two examples from the past about mercury. And one is, you've all heard of the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland. Well, there used to be a phrase called mad as a hatter, and it's very a common phrase. And the way that that phrase came into our language is because it used to be that people who made hats, called hat makers, called hatters, they had occupational chronic mercury poison, because the work of felting the hats involved prolonged exposure to mercury vapors, and it had a neurotoxic effect. So these are the same mercury vapors that are now being installed in our teeth, where they're being released into our bodies on a continuous basis all day and all night. In the past, it was known, it's been known for hundreds of years, that when these hatters had exposure to mercury vapors, that they had neurotoxic effects, including tremors and irritability and going mad. That's correct. Where the Mad Hatter comes from. Okay, and then the other thing that I'd like to point out, because it's just so poignant to me, is Mozart, the famous Mozart, the composer, who, if you've never heard Mozart's music, is incredibly sublime and wonderful. And he died at age 36 or 7, I think. I don't remember exactly. But he died of, he had syphilis. And he died not from the syphilis, but from the mercury that was given to him to heal the syphilis. And it just, I think about how much more just incredibly gorgeous music could he have written if he hadn't died of mercury exposure?
Yes, absolutely. And those two stories are very true and warnings to all of us that mercury exposure from these fillings in people's teeth are extremely dangerous. And just because the FDA's reversed their position and doesn't even want to come out and say what's going on, it should still have people in target mode to be cautious about having any of these fillings in their mouth. They're very, very dangerous.
It's to me, it's just mercury is one of the most dangerous things that you can. I mean, even environmentally, that when mercury gets into an ecosystem, the fish die. You know, I was born in the San Francisco Bay Area, and San Francisco Bay is having problems with mercury in the bay, and you know, mercury in the fish all over the world is a problem, and people are warned to not eat fish because of mercury, and then dentists put this very same mercury in people's mouths where they're exposed to it by the evaporation of the vapors off the mercury that are in their mouths 24 hours a day. So whether you happen to be a person who is susceptible to the negative health effects or not, this is one of those things where you just should say, there's a danger here, and let's just be careful about this.
Well, most definitely. If you look at what the proposal was, it basically was saying that they were going to recommend do not use mercury fillings in cavities of pregnant women, nursing moms, children under 6, and people with mercury allergies, kidney diseases, and neurological problems. How many people that have Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, any of these, dementia, have mercury fillings?
Probably
these things
many,
are contributing.
Many, many. Yeah.
Correct.
But then it went on to say that it also urged dentists to avoid using fillings that contain mercury compounds in any patient where possible.
Correct.
Any patient.
Yeah. I mean, it's still, to me, the whole situation is just, I just can't even put my head around it, really. And I'm without words that this was just taken off there. And it really, what it's talking about is it seems to be more of a cost issue, that they're concerned that people don't want to pay more for the fillings. So they're just going to say, well, we're not going to have a position against it. And everyone just, you know, if they get hurt, they get hurt. And it's extremely, extremely disappointing.
I mean, if they were to use that logic, then they would have to apply it to all the other rising costs that are going on in the world today. I mean, how about, I'm not going to say this.
No, but it's true. No, you're right. And healthcare costs are out of control. And It's not because of the mercury fillings. The cost that we're talking about versus a person chronically being sick and seeking extra health care because of all their obscure illnesses that they can't quite figure out what's wrong with them. I'm sure there's lots of people that have these, like fibromyalgia, these kind of things that a lot of doctors want to treat as psychosomatic. There's probably mercury involved in some of the toxicity of some of these individuals.
Well, it's a chronic exposure. It just goes on and on and on and on. It's not one-time exposure. It's every day, every night, day after day after day after day. And that builds up in your body. So tell us more. Well, actually, could you just tell us, we only have a couple minutes before the break. It goes by so fast. So would you just tell us, explain from your viewpoint, how chemicals that when they're being exposed on a chronic everyday basis, how that builds up in the body?
Correct. So we're talking about the epigenetics, and we're talking about the baseline health of the individual. And your genes are going to turn on from different exposures than my genes. And as a result of that, this variability is hard to pinpoint. So this is why some of these things just kind of go under the radar, and they're not really trying to fully embrace the dangers of using these products. So what we find is that chronic exposure to chemicals in itself can be more insidious, because when we have acute exposure to something, okay, you can measure it in a peak in the bloodstream. It's going to be very, very high, and it's something to treat, and maybe they're going to be extremely symptomatic at that point, right? Mm-hmm. So you, especially like exposure to arsenic, even exposure to mercury, if it's acute and it's sudden, the person's going to become extremely ill, and they'll be able to do a blood test, or they can even do a hair analysis and see where the hair's growing out at a particular time and say, okay, we see this. But when it's chronic, it's insidious.
That's right. We'll just finish up with that thought when we come back from the break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She has a natural pharmacist. She's a registered pharmacist, but she also has a natural pharmacist. Pharmacy at botanicalresource.com. We'll be right back. Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. We're talking about the announcement that the FDA reversed its position last week on mercury fillings, and now is recommending that people not use them, that not any patient, if possible, not any patient should have them. So we're in our last segment here, Pamela. It goes by so fast. So tell us quickly, finish your thought about the difficulty of establishing chronic exposures to chemicals, and then let's talk about what you can do.
Okay, good. So This low-level exposure is insidious and perhaps even more dangerous than a chronic acute exposure where all of a sudden you're exposed to something. Because an acute exposure to anything, you feel different and you notice a difference, and it's an immediate thing that you would go and seek medical help for.
Right.
Whereas if it's chronic and ongoing, you're like, well, I feel fatigued, I have blurry vision, I'm tired, foggy thinking, my muscles and joints ache. And all these things are just very obscure symptoms of something else. And so many times people have these diagnoses as maybe chronic fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and it could very well be the vapors coming off of their teeth into their body.
That's exactly right. Okay, so what do we do? Now, so obviously the first thing is, if you have no cavities and you suddenly have a cavity and you go to the dentist, you say to him, I don't want mercury fillings. And there are other things that they can use for fillings who don't need to use mercury.
Absolutely. They have composites that they can use that are very safe, and they have no toxic mercury in them at all.
Right. Now, so, the next thing is, if you have mercury fillings in your mouth, what do you do?
Okay, this is good. Good question. You can do one or two things. And I want to just mention one thing. I was talking about that study a little bit earlier, that the fruit consumption, how many vegetables and fruits you eat, affects methylation significantly in the body, and it turns on several different genes. So before we even talk about some of the homeopathic things we can do and some of the surgical things you can do, eating correctly makes a big difference. And I can tell that this is very, very important. People will think, well, yeah, right, what are you talking about? But there's the studies show that the methylation is significantly enhanced and works more efficiently in people that are eating fruits and vegetables. Now,
you know, I just want to say that my diet has changed immensely over the course of my life. But what I've noticed is that the healthier I get, the more I want to eat raw fruits and vegetables. I'm not trying to make myself eat them, but it's just what I want to eat. Like, I eat salad for lunch and dinner now.
Well, you're absolutely right.
Because I used to eat a bag of cookies for dinner.
Right, and you know what? Your body feels better, and some of this is epigenetics, and a lot of it is the genes turning on and kind of reassuring you that this is what you're supposed to use, that these components, the flavonoids and the components in the fruits and vegetables, turn on these genes and make you feel better, but they also protect you against toxins, and that's very important to understand, that your diet does make a difference in how you feel and how the internal functioning of your body takes place.
It does. I can vouch for that. Okay, so then what else?
All right. So say somebody has mercury amalgam fillings, okay, and they're thinking of what are their options. Okay, so your options are you can have them removed, and you have to make sure that the dentist that does this has the equipment and has the expertise in doing this. And there are dentists that do this because they have to have they're wearing respirators at the time of the removal. They have to have the vents above the patient to make sure that any vapors are captured and they're not, you know, placed into the room and placed back onto the patient. But if that is not an option, I'm a big fan of using the Body Anew, the homeopathic detox, because I have used this in the past for people that have tested high for mercury or tested high for lead or arsenic, and they didn't want to use chelators. They didn't want to have, in the mercury situation, they didn't want to have, they couldn't afford to have their teeth redone at that present time. And after using homeopathy that is, you know, specifically to take out heavy metals and take out these components, their hair analysis and their blood work came back far improved after they had done that. So that's just kind of a testament for that. You might want to be doing something to take it out on a general basis every single day, and it's pretty easy just to put it in the water. And I would really highly recommend that for people that have fillings, if they don't want to go through the expensive process, or perhaps they're saving up money for it, or they're looking for the right dentist, doing some homeopathy to start taking some of these mercury components out of the body that are, especially, I'll tell you, neurologically, the thing we should really be concerned about when people are exposed to mercury, the cognitive function and the variability in cognitive function, the person might, you know, think, oh, well, I'm getting older, or, you know, senile moment, that kind of thing, but that's not necessarily the case. If the person's not on a bunch of prescription medicines and they're noticing some differences, there's lots of studies that show that, especially with tuna fish exposure in kids, that it affects them scholastically. So it's so important to protect your brain that you can have your cognitive function.
Yeah. So I take Body Anew every day. Pamela's been taking it for 15 years. I just consider it to be a standard thing to do because no matter how much you avoid toxic exposures, and you can greatly reduce your toxic exposure, still, if you're going to leave your house and go out into the world just driving your car or walking down the street, you're going to be exposed to stuff. And Body Anew will help you, help your body process those chemicals. Another product that I like a lot is Pure Body Liquid Zeolite, which I also take every day. And it will also remove mercury and other heavy metals. So I actually take both these products. Better.
That's smart.
They kind of work hand in hand. They work hand in hand, and our world is so toxic. And I live in a as non-toxic house as can possibly be had, and I still take these products because your body has a whole lifetime of chemicals that it's having to deal with. And so your body wants to do that detox, and you're being exposed to new ones. So if it were me, if I had mercury fillings, I would get them out. But if I couldn't get them out, I would take both Body Anew and Pre-Body Liquid Zeolite.
Yeah, that's very good advice. I really have recommended doing some kind of a you know, the homeopathic detox or the zeolite. When you take the mercury out, at least just buys you some time. And that's what you really want. You want time to decide what you want to do, maybe find the right dentist for you. I know that from some of my patients that have had mercury removed from their teeth, it can be quite expensive, and insurance does not cover this. So it's something that you might not be able to do each tooth at one time, but maybe do like one tooth and then save up and go do another tooth, or maybe find if they have some kind of a financing plan. But if you don't want to spend that much money, first of all, whatever new fillings you get, as we had discussed earlier, no more mercury, right? And then after that, doing some kind of a detox on a daily basis, I think is really important. Maybe even having some baseline hair analysis or blood work and seeing where your mercury levels are at.
Absolutely.
I've actually had, because you have to know if it's high or not, and that gives you an idea of how how rigorous in your treatment you need to be.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. So you can see, I mean, if you can see those numbers, then you can see I really need to do something about it. It's not a guessing game. But I would say, just in my opinion and estimation, if you were to take 100 people who have mercury fillings and test all their blood, all 100 would have high mercury.
Definitely.
I think that would be the result.
Actually, I had a client of mine maybe about 2 weeks ago, and he had a heart attack, and so he was kind of, you know, checking everything to make sure everything's okay, and he's actually doing very well. His mercury level came back high previous to the heart attack, okay, and that was just a routine test that he had done. And then he came back with the results after we had put him, like, a bunch of different things, you know, the body anew and, of course, some things for his heart. And it came back much lower, and I was like, well, look, this is a huge difference. And it did take things out, and this wasn't even something we were looking for, but he was just, you know, so concerned because of the heart attack that he was like, you know, I need to make sure everything is taken care of in my body. And you have to realize that these heavy metals, sometimes, like I said, because the reason why they're not warning people is because the symptoms are very variable. And I'm telling you, if we cannot give any more important information to your listeners today, is that you really need to eat correctly if you can the majority of the time. You need to be taking some antioxidants. Any of these things, the epigenetic influences we were talking about, and really this whole talk today was really about the toxins and the teeth and the mercury and just the craziness of the position that's being, you know, not, you know, substantiated by the FDA, that they know this is dangerous and they're not going ahead with their original statements. It's very important that dietary influences and epigenetics are playing a role in the process of methylation and thus some of the removal of some of these toxic chemicals and heavy metals out of the body. So, you know, it's kind of like you are what you eat. It's really important to realize that nutrition and it does have a component in some of this, along with the homeopathics and the zeolite.
I agree, and I would say that even if you don't have mercury fillings, but especially if you do, to do this, eating fruits and vegetables, doing some kind of detox like Body Anew and or Pure Body on a daily basis, exercise, get good rest, those are the things that every single person should be doing as basic bottom line things that, you know, just no matter what else you do, do those things. And you will be a lot healthier no matter what's going on with your body.
Correct. And I'd also like to say, too, that I really think pH balance makes a big difference in the way heavy metals are released out of the body with detox products. So you really want to make sure that you're using some kind of a pH adjuster in your water. I like Alkalife. There's different products that adjust the pH. There's different water systems that affect the pH as well and make the water alkaline. But you really want the water to be between 9 and 13. You know, the pH. Mm-hmm. That makes a huge difference as far as the removal of these processes out of the body.
That's an interesting subject. Actually, I think we should do a show about pH because I think that I have questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we only have 15 seconds left. So thank you so much, Pamela. She's at botanicalresource.com. Give your phone number really fast.
Yes, 727-442-4955.
Great. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. You're listening to
Toxic Free
Talk Radio.
Great. Looking forward to it.
Good. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad. Be well.